Texas, mobile.
KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, how are you? KP2HXS. I'm good. Had a good day today. I'm heading home already. Yay.
Your way right now. I got a stop up here this afternoon. Still got a couple to go. But it's been a good day.
Oh, you got to go to John's Auto yet?
Already been there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm getting ready to turn on to Taylor's Road here off of 290. Heading up to the house.
114 off of Wade Hampton.
Enough for Simplex almost.
But I'm driving.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna look down at my radio. I don't want to get pulled over for distracted driving.
We would probably be the ones to get pulled over for that.
Yeah. That's probably right.
Servicing some ACs today.
Yep. Jimmy and I started one this morning at a church, a couple of big package units on the ground. We got to go back Wednesday and replace the compressor and do some other work on it and finish it up.
Hopefully I'll get it taken care of before Sunday morning.
It's for the gymnasium. We got them working, I want to say halfway, because the previous people that worked on them, we found a bunch of issues. They got the wrong thermostats on them, and you know, I don't know. They're working now, but we're gonna get them fully working next week.
The best you can do. I mean, you can't have everything in with you at one time, and it takes time to get stuff anymore.
Oh, you're not kidding. It's a three-phase unit too. Compressor for this thing is like $2,300.
Big old unit.
Yes, they are. I think they're 10 tons each. I'm not really sure.
Is for the 4th of July?
Not really. I know Greer is doing, I believe, the fireworks this Saturday, and we might go down and maybe watch the fireworks. We'll see.
I don't have any either. I'd be surprised at how many people don't even realize it's July 4th.
They're hung up on so many other different things right now. And we'll just leave it there.
I'm waiting on that.
Evening, or are you not going to watch it?
Probably not going to watch it, but I'll leave my commentary to off the air.
Yeah, I understand that. You must be getting close to your next stop. I'm going to be home here in about a minute or two, so let me hang the mic up, and I will catch you a little later.
I don't talk to you again. Have a good 4th, because I'm not planning on working next week.
Oh, you're taking some downtime. Come on, good for you.
Some things done around the house.
Are you going to do a staycation, or are you going somewhere?
Well, like I said, just try to get some things done. I need to catch up on, and I don't know, just taking some time off. Too many customers out and shops closed, so they can't justify running the truck.
Oh, excellent. Good for you. Yeah, take some time for yourself, you know. Clear the cobwebs out of the brain, little rest and relaxation, and have a nice time. All right, Patrick, if I don't talk to you, I guess I'll catch up with you down the log.
Okay, KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.
73, Patrick. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. I'll be out of here. Gone that way.
KO4HKX and 0TR. You got any idea of your ETA, Patrick?
It'll probably close to 6 o'clock.
Oh, we don't care. We're retarding. Retired. Little both. All right. We had a wonderful time. We went out to the aerodrome at the Woodruff and watched the grandson go up in it's essentially an ultralight, but my daughter insists it wasn't, but the pilot told me, yeah, it's essentially an ultralight that they used to use for National Geographic over in Africa. Beautiful little plane. And he went to school this week out there at the airstrip. Man, that's a beautifully well-groomed airstrip, I'll tell you, and they had quite a few planes and tons of radio-controlled airplanes out there hanging from the walls. And but he went to that camp and had a nice schooling out there. It was a lot of fun.
Son that just graduated high school?
Younger, quiet one. And I was surprised that he enjoyed it because he don't talk much and he's extremely intelligent, but he's different. You know, he's very, very quiet. But, wow, I mean, he could be a medical scientist, put it that way. He's just ninth grade, Bernice?
Yeah,
he'll be a sophomore this year.
Well, congratulations to him. I think I'll pass on the ultralight flying.
Just getting a ride, the wind was gusting, and the pilot said, I'd have took you up, but he said, Tom, he said, it's just, you know, six of one, half dozen of another today because the wind was gusting some, and those planes get a little bumpy at that time, so Jordan got his ride just in time, but it sprinkled a little bit out there, but very, very little. And on the way back, Bernice wanted to stop at, what'd you call that place? Country Meat Center in Woodruff. If you ever get a chance to stop at that grocery store, I'm telling you, it's a meat market, but they have groceries also. Patrick, they had things I never heard of, and we bought some quail, and they had some Wagyu prime ribs marked down because they were getting up on their date, and that stuff's real expensive, usually Japanese stuff, but this was American Wagyu beef, and it was like $10, and it had been $30 a pound, but it was aged just right. So we're going to try those out tomorrow. I wouldn't give that much for them otherwise. And they had a fresh fish market in there, and the people were just like everyday people. I really enjoyed it.
HDX. What was the name of this place, Tom?
Country Meat Center. If you're going down 101 into Woodruff, you just make a left turn there on the main drag, and it's just past McDonald's, only it's on the opposite side of the road as McDonald's is.
I'll keep that in mind, but I'm going to jump off here so I can try to get out in traffic right quick.
Good idea. See you after a while. KO4HKX in 0TR73. I'm going out to get some eggs.
KO4HKX, clear.